We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to WIP Morning Show. I don't know about you. I still am in a high because the Philadelphia Eagles are on a run right now. Hallelujah. Ha-ha. Jonesy, how are you today?
I'm great, buddy. What's happening?
Al Morganti.
No worries.
Let me tell you something. Can I just say this before I get any further?
Yep.
Al Morganti will be in an unusually good mood this morning.
Why? What happened?
Jonesy, tell him.
Your guy, Tommy Boy, won a football game last
night. Brady obliterated your New York Giants.
They didn't have to try very hard. They didn't even play well.
No, and that is just making me feel even better about my football team, the Philadelphia Eagles.
Hello.
Say hello. Hi, Rhea.
Present.
All right. We got a lot to do today. Before we get to the topic, the way I'm going to start the show, if you'd have told me 36 hours ago I'd start a show this way, I would have said you're out of your mind. But I just want to get this out first because I declared something yesterday that turned into it's going to be a bit today. I like big, large football players.
Yes, you do.
And I like them in the front line of my offensive line, and I like them knocking people back. Mm-hmm. So when I'm watching my team run all over the other team, I love it.
You enjoy that.
So today, we are going to honor the big people of sports.
Nice.
These are the largest of the large. And I want to just start. I went back into my past to figure out where my love for large men began.
Okay. All right.
No, in sports. Just in a sport.
I gotcha.
And when I was a big pro wrestling fan.
I was too.
I was a little kid. And there was a guy, my favorite wrestler, was 600 pounds. His name was Haystacks Calhoun.
Oh, yeah.
And they had him out. I don't even know how much of this was true because wrestling. They had him as an old farm boy that somebody found in a barn. And then and he used to wear a horseshoe, a real horseshoe around his neck like a
good luck, John.
Yeah.
And he was so fat that he had one move. He only had the one move, and he called it the big splash, all right?
Off the ropes?
And he would get a guy down on the canvas. He would knock him around, and then the guy would be down, and he'd be kind of queasy. And then Haystacks Calhoun would fall on him.
Smother him.
He would belly flop right on him. And at that point, normally, the man had to be resuscitated.
Okay. For those still listening,
no,
I have no idea what you're talking about.
A 600-pound pro wrestler.
Okay.
I was 9 years old, and I enjoyed a fat wrestler.
Yeah.
All right? That's what I loved, and that's why today. Rhea, you don't do this enough in your life. Go back to discover why you feel the way you do about people.
Is this before you met the Man Mountain?
No, the Man Mountain was a big man, but he wasn't. I'm thinking here a burlier type.
Okay.
He was a cut athlete type. I like a burly guy who, like Dickinson. I like this new kid because he'll take the guy he'll not.
Chip Kelly said big people beat little people.
Thank you. Very similar, Al.
Yeah.
I like when there's a snot bubble on the defensive lineman after a hit. I like big men. There you go. Joe, I said it. I didn't need a cut of that. I made that clear.
Did you watch Haystack live? Did you ever go to live wrestling?
Live wrestling, but he didn't come into my area.
That's too bad.
I lived in a crappy little city called Providence, and he was a big headliner.
They wouldn't tour there at all?
Every once in a while, we would have
They couldn't fix it.
They couldn't do anything about
all regional back then.
Yeah, it was a real shit.
I used to go to wrestling as a kid. I went to Maple Leaf Wrestling. I bring a sign that said Gino Carabella is the man, and he lost every match. He was one of those guys that I always got on TV. Every Saturday I'd be on TV, and he'd point at me every time.
right, now, I loved it. Was Gino a big guy?
Nah, he was kind of a just a loser. Like he lost. Right. He was just a little middleweight guy that lost every fight.
All right, who would like to win a Jalen Hurts jersey? I think he would wear that proudly this week, or a $50 Visa gift card, or a 50-minute massage at Hand and Stone, or a Wendy's gift card, or a Boston Market gift card. Five prizes a day. Name me somebody big in sports, past or present. The biggest, the bigger, the better. Your judge today is the number one fan of Gino Carabella, Keith Jones.
I just looked him up. What a loser he was.
Jonesy, you're the judge today of large people.
Yes, I like
all
it.
All right, okay. Now, let me. This is why I can't believe I'm starting to show this right, because I was freaking out. I mean, I was going nuts in that game when Miles Sanders fumbled the ball on Sunday, and then all of a sudden, the next time the Eagles are pinned back near their end zone, who's back there? Miles Sanders again. Mm-hmm. I'm freaking out saying, this Sirianni is driving me crazy. But Al, then he redeemed himself.
Yes.
And I come before you this morning with a simple question. Mm-hmm. Is Nick Sirianni doing a good job this year? Is he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Answer's yes.
Jeez, really?
Yeah. Answer's yes.
Wow, that came out of nowhere, didn't it?
Yeah.
3 weeks ago, you wouldn't have said that.
Nope. The answer's yes.
And I think you're probably right. I'm going to tell you why. Because he did something. He did a couple of things that were amazing in Sunday's game. Here was one. I have preached for a coach to do this, but no one ever has. If something's working, just keep doing it.
Yeah.
So it's 8:33 to go in the second quarter, and something starts to work. And what's working is a straight handoff to Jordan Howard right up the middle. And just listen to the next five plays. This is 1 minute and 50 seconds on the clock. Listen to what happened.
First and 10. It is a give inside, up the middle he goes. It is Jordan Howard, and he took it right up the gut for 18 yards. On second down, again it goes to Howard. Again he plunges up the middle. Boy, they can't shut him down. Again it goes to Howard, and again he moves the pile, and he moves up for another first down. And this time the handoff again to Howard. Breaks two tackles, three tackles, and runs for 14 more. 14 more. Jordan Howard is just knocking the Saints backwards. First and 10, do they come back to Howard again? Five carries, 41 yards. That's more than eight per pop. It goes to Howard again, and this time finally they shut him down, but he makes five more yards.
He's so strong that he's able to push people and help the big guys to push people around.
18-9. These are the official numbers on the five carries. 18-9-4-13-4. Total 48 yards and 150 against not just the number one run defense in the NFL, the ninth best run defense in the history of the NFL.
Amazing.
48 yards and a minute 50, never even thinking of doing anything but pounding it up the middle. That takes guts if you're a coach. Jonesy,
it does.
Right?
It does. It absolutely.
You're telling them my next play is the same as the one I just ran. I don't think you could stop me.
Exactly.
And they couldn't.
And that's how you take the will out of a team. I mean, that's the best way to approach it.
Wear them down.
Yep.
All right. Now, the other thing, so now you got to figure that's all going well. They're building up a big lead. They're doing great. And then they hit the skids. And they just... they are taking on water, and they're going to sink, right? And they get the ball. Sean Payton, I'm going to talk about this in a few minutes. The people in New Orleans who are covering that team, if I were like the czar of New Orleans, I would fire everyone covering that team this morning. They would all get a pink slip.
It is amazing.
2 days before Thanksgiving. They don't know what they're doing. But anyway, so Sean Payton takes the field goal. Thank you. There's 7 minutes and change to go in the game. And the Eagles get the ball, and they're 2nd and 11. There's still 6.5 minutes to go.
Yep.
2nd and 11. And I watched this play 5 times to make sure, because this was a play designed directly for a man who had not caught a ball all season.
Amazing.
And you go look at this. Hurts drops back. And Hurts is not looking anywhere but at J.J. Arcega-Whiteside. And Here's the play.
It is second down and 12. Ball at the 25. Hurts in the gun. Hurts takes the snap. He is looking. He fires over the middle. He completes it. Running across the 40. Across the 45 is J.J. Arcega-Whiteside for the first down.
Where has he been?
He has not. Now, I guess he's done a good job at special teams.
That's a narrative.
Yep. He has done absolutely nothing on offense.
No.
I mean, zero catches. And they, and Nick Sirianni, second and 11, dialed up J.J. Whiteside? Really?
That's amazing.
And it worked?
So that was the number one option. That was the play.
If there was a second, you go where he drops back. He's waiting for Arcega-Whiteside to get open. No one's covering him. He hasn't caught a ball all year. Who's covering him? There's nine guys covering Devontae Smith. You got to throw the ball to Whiteside. I haven't thrown the ball all year.
Brilliant.
Right to him. First down, and that really took the pressure off. Yeah. Is that unbelievable?
It really is. It is unbelievable.
What's that? Afterwards, just so you know, afterwards, there was a story attached to it. Whiteside had a rough week, family issues.
Mm.
But he goes, so now the coach wants everybody to know that Whiteside delivered late. And here's what he said after the game.
For him to go out and make the type of play that he made right there, it was like, I love J.J., I think he embodies the toughness of this city and this football team. Like, he's been asked to do things that, you know, that he hasn't been asked to do before. He's been asked to be a special teams guy that really is gritty and tough.
Right, now, Josie, at some point, you're going to probably ask me to play the Nick Sirianni speech after the win.
Yes.
You let me know when you need it. You have cringed at these in the past.
Yeah, let's let it build a little.
All right, let it build a little. Okay, good. But at some point, you're going to need it.
I'm thinking about big men right now.
All right. Okay, that's good enough. That's fair enough. So anyway, I'm looking at it now, and I'm going, a man I was screaming about for giving the ball back to Sanders. Sanders almost fumbled a second time. He got a lucky call on that. And now by the next day, I'm saying to myself, you know what? Sirianni did a nice job in that game.
Yes, he did.
He did.
Sirianni was pounding the ball. They ran the ball 50 times.
Yeah, great.
I know. I don't ever remember that.
It's remarkable.
50. And you were there at the game. Yeah. The fans were clamoring for more.
They love it. They
loved it, right?
Well, because everybody recognizes that offensive line is performing at a level that I'm not sure we've ever seen before.
No, and Ray Dittiger's proclaimed them the best run-blocking offensive line in the NFL this year. So guess what? Play to your strength.
Exactly.
Do it. And they did, and they won again. And now, and we'll explore this a little later, they're in a pretty good spot for the playoffs. They're in a pretty good spot to make the playoffs. That team that we ripped out, we ripped them strong for 2 months.
Yep.
September and October. All we did every day was come in and rip them.
Yeah.
They're going to be in the playoffs?
As long as they're not thinking they're going to be in the playoffs.
They're not.
They should just play with fear.
No, the thing is, we are the fans. They are the team.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Stay focused.
That's why I came in today to point that out. A lot of people are a little confused about that. We fans, them team.
Hmm.
Let's go to the phones. Keith is up first in Germantown. Hi, Keith.
Hello. Good morning.
Keith, how are you doing? Is Sirianni doing a good job?
Hello? Oh, he's not hearing you.
Keith, can you hear me?
Good morning.
Keith. All right, something's going on there, Joe. Let me try the next caller, and then we'll have a crisis. Kevin, are you there?
I am here, Angela. What's going on?
All right, there might be a problem with Keith.
Oh, Keith's phone's bad.
Kevin. Is Sirianni actually doing a good job?
I think he's coming around to, coming that way. I mean, earlier in the year, he had so much ridicule, and he couldn't even get out of his own way. But now, it seems like he's coming into his own.
You know, Kev, I was thinking about this because I was a big Doug Peterson fan. I guess I'm a big fan of anyone who wins me a Super Bowl. He wouldn't have run Howard 5 straight times.
No, he wouldn't.
I don't know anybody. No. I don't know any of the coaches. Chip Kelly would have done it. Reed wouldn't have done it. I don't think Reed ever ran 5 straight times. Kevin, the fact that this guy saw what worked and kept pounding it wow, he's doing the things the fans scream for, which usually work. You realize that? We were telling him to run a month. I lost him too. We were telling him to run a month before he ran.
Right. Yep.
You realize that?
And you know the other key thing with it, Ange?
Yeah.
Is he's running, by running the ball, he's doing the exact opposite of what the owner wants him to do.
Endearing him even more.
All right. You know, that may be part of it. Here's the thing, all right? Is the owner still preaching that when he sees what we're seeing?
He's winning him over. He's winning over Lurie's approval for what he's doing because he's winning.
Well, that's really good.
Yeah.
If you're convincing a man who is addicted to the pass that the run is better for your team, you've already accomplished a lot.
Good start.
Wow. All right. And 215-592-9494. We come back. I just got to say, there's an unanswered question on this game Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought I'd get the answer yesterday, and we didn't. And there's shame on an entire city, if not the entire field of journalism. Damn you. Got the question of the day coming up. Here are our guests today. Ross Tucker. We went big today.
Ross.
All right? Ross Tucker, former offensive lineman, NFL, talking big fellas.
Ah.
8 o'clock, even bigger, Brian Baldinger. Offensive lineman, NFL, and the biggest of all at 9 o'clock, Merrill Reese.
He's huge.
Like 140 pounds.
He's huge in this town.
215. He's huge in this town, but not quite of the same physique. 215-592-9494, WIP Sports Time, 6:50.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.